As we noted earlier, the revamp of St. Stephen Street is proving very controversial. Julian O'Dell from Cringleford thinks the paving design is the reason why it is taking so long. It is now plainly obvious why the so-called improvement works in St. Stephen Street, Norwich, are taking so long to complete, to the annoyance of many. They have adopted a paving design which must be the most complicated and time-consuming ever designed by man. It involves multiple small, very small, and extremely small pavers being laid in intricate layouts, which must be a nightmare to implement. Ordinary paving slabs would have been perfectly adequate and could have been laid in much less half the time and cost much less. When countless people were going to be inconvenienced by this scheme, it is surprising that the council did not see fit to adopt a construction design which could have been progressed more quickly.
The evening news was deluged with emails on the roadworks. Here is a selection. Noodle Doodle wrote, "Said it before, but shall say it again. It's a waste of money when there are roads that actually need repairs done." Scott Chegg added, "The council don't have a clue. They have totally ruined Norwich city centre." Giles Brooks is puzzled. "Whenever I walk past, there are only ever seems to be one person actually working. How on earth is this costing 6 million? Carolyn Ludkin is delighted at the progress being made. "I travel into Norwich daily for work and it's great to see the progress being made with St. Stephen Street. It's great day on day to see the progress and everything taking shape." Phil 27, on the other hand, thinks the money is going down the drain. "Hilarious. City council moan about the road that would benefit many, Wensum Link, but churn up chunks of the city for 8 million just so buses can park at a 45 degree angle and then reverse out. Brilliant way to chuck money down the drain. Certain it will be dug up again in the next couple of years for some reason." Stephen Hornby hopes that while the buses stop, they will turn off their engines. "As this is to make the area cleaner and less polluted, so being better for the shoppers that are going to flock there in their hundreds, I presume that the bus drivers will be told to turn their engines off while they're waiting. Last time I walked down Castle Meadow, my eyes were streaming due to the diesel fumes of the buses sitting motionless."
This week, Norwich City have not been playing, but this has not stopped the flow of correspondence about the club's difficulties. Mervyn Lambert of Bressingham thinks that City might have done better to stick with Farker. "The first game after Dean Smith had been appointed as Norwich City manager, I called the Radio Norfolk phone-in to request that those fans who had already called in criticising Daniel Farker should show him some respect. For I felt, at the time, he was a good manager who was being made a scapegoat for the failures of others, and time has proved me right. For the record shows that in Daniel Farker's last 7 league games in charge, we won 5 points. In Dean Smith's last 7 games in charge, we have lost them all. Clearly, it is the players and those who recruited them that are responsible for the results this season, not manager failure. We are surely destined for the championship now, and I, for one, would rather be facing that challenge with Daniel still in charge, given his track record in that respect. Those fans who gave Daniel so much criticism and drove him out, and those at Norwich City Football Club who gave in to them and thus treated a good servant to our club so badly in sacking him after a win, should all hang their heads in shame and look now for the real culprits responsible for our current position in the league. Those who recruited some of our present players, who in my humble opinion will also struggle to make any impact in the lower division we are destined for next season. On the ball, City!
DC Broom of Trimmingham feels that Norwich City lack ambition. In a recent BBC interview, Delia Smith spoke about Norwich City as a self-funding club. Commenting on the current Premier League table, she said, "That's sport. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. With the Canaries, it seems like you lose and you lose." While careful financial management is clearly important, on its own it's not sufficient to achieve and retain top-flight status. Competing at this level requires desire, determination and commitment that belies the sometimes you win, sometimes you lose approach. Bill Shankly famously said, "Football is not a matter of life and death, it's more important than that." His successor, Bob Paisley, said about Liverpool, "There have been bad times as well. One year we came second." Contrast this with the sometimes you win, sometimes you lose mentality and the way the Canaries are exiting the Premier League as something of a joke team, while others around them fight tooth and nail to retain their status.